Wind, rain and legislation imposing a contract on education workers didn't keep hundreds of local members off the picket line today. Today, CUP members and supporters protested outside Timmins MPP George Peary's constituency office on Waterloo Road. It's part of province-wide action opposing Ontario passing legislation to force a contract on the janitors, educational assistants and maintenance staff and other CUP workers. Across Ontario, CUP represents 55,000 education workers who walked off the job today and have said the action will continue indefinitely. In Timmins, there are four CUP groups representing the affected workers. Aside from Timmins, protests were staged across the area that the school boards cover. Because of the walkout, some local schools are closed today. Rick Rassicott is the president of CUP Local 8888, which represents public school boards education workers. The area covers from Hearst to Temagami and all of Timmins. While he doesn't have a crystal ball to see the future for how long the strike will last, he says they're going to do what it takes for a fair deal. That's all we're asking for. Bargaining. They're taking away the rights of not just our union, but other unions down the line. And that's what they want to do. It's like they want to crush the unions. With this legislation that they're shoving down our throat, it's not going to cut it with us. We're not going to back down. We're going to keep going until we get a fair deal, he said. At a standstill in negotiating a new contract, yesterday, the province passed Bill 28 Keeping Students in Class Act to impose a new contract on CUP members and ban strike action. The legislation includes the notwithstanding clause allowing the provincial government to override Charter of Rights and Freedom sections. The bill was approved by a 76-32 vote in Queen's Park. Peary voted in favor of the legislation. Timmins today has reached out to his office for comment. No response has been received. The new legislation includes a fine of up to $4,000 per day per employee for violating the strike ban. The provincial government has asked the Ontario Labour Relations Board to declare the walkout and union leaders' action unlawful. A hearing is set for this afternoon. So far, Rassicott said there's been tremendous support from people. Parents and the public had donated money for coffee and supplies for the protesters. The picket line also includes parents who wanted to show their support, he said. Other unions are supporting the action, including OPSEU, who said 8,000 of its education workers would walk off the job today as well in solidarity with CUP. On average, CUP has said that its workers are making $39,000 a year. I have members that are 72 years old working because they make $39,000 a year and the reason why they're working is to keep the benefits that they have. I have people that are working two, three jobs, said Rassicott. He explained how one woman works an eight-hour shift with the school board, then has another job at night before returning to her day job the next day. They're burning people out. It's very understaffed when it comes to EAs, when it comes to ECEs, when it comes to custodial. There's no replacements, he said. School closures in the Timmins area, whether students are in school depends on what board they're enrolled in. Northeastern Catholic District School Board schools are closed. Its families were given notice early in the week about the change. District School Board Ontario Northeast, where CUP represents custodial and maintenance staff, schools remain open. We want to reassure families that our schools will remain open as long as it is safe to do so. Adjustments are in place to support schools to ensure safe learning environments. The safety of our students and staff continues to be our top priority and we will monitor school conditions daily to ensure school operations are safe, reads a statement from the board. Schools in the French Catholic Board, Conseil Scolaire Catholique de District des Grandes Rivières, CSCDGR, are open today and Monday. Students will be asked to bring their laptops home on November 7, with asynchronous learning starting on Tuesday, November 8 if a deal hasn't been reached. Before and after school programs are cancelled starting Tuesday. In a letter to parents, the board noted that the plan could change. It also doesn't apply to Terrio and St. Marie High School, of Notre Dame Catholic School in Foley. Conseil Scolaire Public du Nord-Est de l'Ontario, the French Public Board, schools are closed. With files from Canadian Press.